Welcome to Boxed In. This week, I'm joined by the world's number one premier dating coach. He's a New York Times best-selling author, columnist for Cosmopolitan magazine, and also my partner in crime on the new Channel 7 show, The Single Wives, which aired. The first episode was on Wednesday at 7:30. Catch it this Wednesday at 7:30 with myself and Matthew Hussey. Matt, welcome to Boxed In.
Oh, thanks for having me. Fifi, this is so much fun to be back together again.
Isn't it? Now we're like doing a radio show together.
I know.
This has legs.
No, it's great. It's great. I'm excited about the conversation.
I know. Well, what I'm excited about, and through working with you and this show, which we're both really proud of, these four women so bravely and courageously put themselves out there to find love after failed marriages and relationships that had, for whatever reason, broken down. They put themselves out there, open themselves to your tutelage because you gave them all the tools they needed to get back on the dating scene. I just watched on like a puppy dog going, oh, everything Matt says is amazing. I want to break this down because you're so popular. You know, 2 million followers and views on your YouTube channel. Girls particularly, let's be honest, but guys get a lot out of you too.
Sure,
but
yeah.
Girls go crazy for you, Matt. When I tell people I'm working with you, they go, oh, like hyperventilate. Ask him this, ask him that. When did you grasp the knowledge and the power that you had as somebody that could influence people in the world of dating?
I mean, I never set out to be a kind of dating expert. And I always thought the idea of a dating expert was an extraordinarily arrogant proposition. I really was just someone who loved talking about ideas that mattered. And some of the ideas that mattered most to people related to their love lives, because we're all, you know, in one form or another, struggling there, whether we're struggling and single, whether we're in a relationship and we can't quite communicate with our partner effectively, or we just want to make our relationship better. Love is interesting to everybody because we know it's one of the greatest experiences of life. It gives life meaning. It magnifies life's best experiences and gets us through life's worst experiences. So I became sort of fascinated with talking about this area, and my YouTube videos amassed over 200 million views in the last 10 years.
I said 2 million. 200 million is...
200 million views. And it's just, it has gotten to just at this extraordinary level where we have this worldwide community of people that come and watch these videos that give them kind of moments of clarity.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Matthew Hussey, world-renowned dating coach, is my special guest this week. Now, Matthew, I'm really curious to know. Obviously, you've had this incredibly unique career. What are some of the most common questions you've received?
How do I actually get out there and meet people? Or if I did go and talk to an attractive stranger, what would I actually say? Or if I've got someone who I'm dating casually right now and have been dating casually for months or even years, how do I actually have a conversation that steps up the level of commitment without coming across like I'm aggressive or desperate or needy, but comes from a really powerful place? And I think what people loved about what I did in my company, Get the Guy, and you know, for anyone who wants to go and find that, it's at howtogettheguy.com, is that they realized this wasn't just sort of self-help cliche. They would actually get very, very practical tips for things they could do in their love life. And that, to me, is the beauty of this show. What we set out to create was a show that wasn't just some trashy piece of TV where there's a bunch of people, you know, doing stupid things and we're all voyeuristic. And, you know, at the end of it, we all had a good time watching other people be dumb. You know, we're not doing that here. What we're doing is taking these four people who are genuine about going out there and finding love for a second time, which, by the way, so much of our audience is people who are, you know, have had a heartbreak, have been through a difficult relationship, have been through a marriage and want to go and do it again. They're watching those four women go through this journey in real time and experiencing themselves by watching them. But what they're going to get from this show is more than just watching these women. What they're going to get from it is they're actually going to finish an episode and have five new secrets or techniques that they can apply to their love life today that is going to make the difference. So I think people's lives will change. And I don't think you could say this that often about TV.
No.
But I genuinely think people's lives can change from watching this show. Hi, I'm Matthew Hussey, and I am boxed in with Fifi Box.
I find people, and probably listening right now, they have their own, I guess, stubborn theories or policies in their love life. And I loved watching that on this show, the way you would break those down. There were particular ladies that just were blinkered to the opportunities in front of them because they had certain things or ways that had to be done.
Yes, exactly. And we're very good salesmen to ourselves, you know, so people will sell themselves on why, you know, we had someone on the show who didn't like talking about themselves on a date. So they just interviewed the person that they were on a date with. And she thought that that was great. You know, I'm showing that I'm interested in someone and I'm being curious and I'm doing what you say, Matt. I'm being interested in the other person. And what it really was, yes, some people absolutely need to learn that skill because some people are over talkers. But in this case, it was really a way to get out of sharing anything vulnerable about herself. And so, you know, now you have someone who's sold themselves on the idea that I'm great at asking questions and I'm great at showing interest in someone. But actually, what it really came down to was this person was terrified of being seen. So they made sure the attention was always on the other person. And, you know, then you have someone who's intensely picky to the point of just being mean in the early stages about people and selling themselves on the idea that, well, I know what I want. And there's a difference between knowing what you want and being intensely judgmental and mean about people all the time, which is a cover up for the fact that you're afraid of being rejected. You're afraid of being judged. So let me judge everyone else first. So it, you know, we all have our ways of being, and I do too. You know, we all have our blind spots that until someone from the outside takes a look and points it out. That's what I love about what my company does is that it's not that it's always rocket science. It's that sometimes we need someone else to help us see, observe us at a bit of a distance and help us realize things about ourselves that we've maybe always been doing that have been sabotaging ourselves.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Matthew Hussey's my special guest this week and currently working with me on Channel 7's brand new dating show, The Single Wives. Everybody listening right now has some scenario in their lives where they've gone, right, I have to get away from this.
Yeah, you have to change your relationship with, you have to change what you associate pain and pleasure to in this situation. Because if you think about it, when someone won't leave a damaging relationship or a poisonous, toxic situation, they, even though it's not making them happy, they're still more afraid of being alone than they are of being in the relationship. Or if they're in a relationship where the guy isn't even committing to a relationship, but at least she gets to see him a couple of times a week or once a week, they're saying, I'm more afraid of giving up this person than I am of staying in a situation that makes me unhappy. And so what I encourage people to do, and I run a retreat twice a year where in Florida, where I take people through a 5.5-day process that literally rewires their brain for pain and pleasure by showing them that there's actually a different perspective they need to take on this. 30 years from now, 40 years from now, they're going to look back on this situation as years wasted. They're going to, and it's going to kill them. I mean, the regret is so much worse than the pain you're going to feel today from losing the wrong person. And the quicker you lose them, the quicker you're going to feel better and realize that they were the wrong person, but you're delaying that. You're delaying that moment where you're going to feel good again because you're afraid of the pain, right? It's no different to a drug addict who is delaying quitting because, you know, I don't want to go through that pain. But the sooner you can go through that pain, the sooner you can feel better again. And it's, you know, people are like that in their love lives. And what they have to realize is you're avoiding short-term pain, but what's coming for you is long-term suffering. And you've got to start seeing short-term pain as a better thing to deal with now than the long-term suffering that's coming from you if you stay in this situation. I had a woman on my retreat 2 years ago who really broke down halfway through the retreat because she had given 20 years of her life to a man who always ummed and ahed about having children, and she always convinced herself that maybe one day he would come around, and he didn't. And they ended up not being together in the end anyway. And she had missed out on the window biologically of having children, which was one of her highest goals in life, was to be able to do that. And this woman was sobbing with me on my retreat because she had missed that opportunity, all because she was afraid to give up some short-term comfort to go for what she really wanted in life. And we have to start valuing long-term happiness over short-term comfort. We have to start being more afraid of long-term suffering than short-term pain. And, you know, I say this to everyone out there, if you want to go and check this out, it's at MatthewHusseyRetreat.com. But this is literally something I take people on a process on to rewire them, to help them do this. And you're also going to see, by the way, on the single wives, a process where the women are going through this journey too. And you're going to see them rewire certain things about themselves that, you know, it's incredible to watch. And that's, to me, Fifi, that's the most incredible thing about this show is not the outcome externally of what they get, but internally, who they become is extraordinary. And that to me is an incredible thing to watch.
So true.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Incredible matchmaker, Matthew Hussey is my guest this week. You are like the best friend to have on speed dial. Like, do your friends in your, you know, your social circle, when they've got speed humps or guy issues or even girl issues, just go, Matt, seriously, what's going on?
Yeah, they do. I think they're always worried about doing it because they know that it's happening 2,000 times a week for me.
I know.
But they, yeah, especially my close friends, you know, they'll talk to me about things and I talk to them about things. I mean, I surround myself with people whose opinions matter to me and who have really intelligent and nuanced ways of looking at things, so that when I'm frustrated about something or when I'm worried that, like, this thing annoyed me or this thing made me feel bad or made me feel insecure, you've got to help me get some perspective here. I've got people in my life who will tell me, wait, no, why are you worried about this? You're thinking, we're just so close to our own lives and the things that go wrong that we don't even give ourselves the advice that we would give our best friend in a situation.
So true.
And that's why, you know, I come across women all the time who are entertaining a guy right now that if their friend was bringing them the same scenario, they would be like, what are you doing?
I know.
Why are you still dating this guy when he's made it clear that he's not interested in something serious or when he's constantly disrespecting you or not treating you the right way? Why would you? They would say that to their best friend, but they're not treating themselves like a best friend. When it comes to them, it's always, but Matt, my situation's different. Yeah. But no, you need to understand something about this guy.
We've got a connection.
He's been through something. He's got, you know, in his past, he's had to deal with, and that's what's made him. And everyone has their justification. As I said, we're wonderful salesmen to ourselves, and everyone's conning themselves into continuing their own situation, which can be really bad for them.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Matthew Hussey's my special guest this week and currently working with me on Channel 7's brand new dating show, The Single Wives. For any people out there who are single and their reluctance to put themselves out there is because they don't want to get hurt. See, this is the other thing I find. People take things so personally, and I imagine you've got a better perspective on this, but how do we stop taking it personally when a guy doesn't like us, dumps us, you know, moves on? How do you go, it's not about me?
Well, first understand that someone who in the early stages rejects you can't really reject you because they don't even know you, right? So many rejections, you know, I know that I've experienced that stung me.
Yeah.
Someone couldn't even know enough about me to know whether they want me.
Yeah.
Right? So we have to remember that. And then, you know, I always think that a rejection in a relationship is an opportunity to reflect on, you know, okay, firstly, what could I have improved on? Because it's always worth asking that question. It's wounding to our pride to ask that question, but it's worth asking, like, what could I do better or would I do better next time around? But also remember that just because you could have done something better, that doesn't mean that person was the right person, even if you were doing something better.
Yeah.
Right? Because to me, the right person is the person that's with you and, you know, the two of you are a team together. And if there are issues that you need to figure out that are major issues, then that relationship has just alerted you to them. But if there are relationship issues that someone left you for that you could have worked out in the relationship, and that person didn't stand by you to work them out, then that also wasn't the right person, because the relationship is a team and the two of you are there to bring out the best in each other. So I think it's a useful opportunity to learn when we get rejected, but also, you know, we're all going to get rejected a lot in our lives, in every area of our lives.
It's good for you. I always tell friends that it's good. You know what? It makes you stronger.
It's humbling. I think it allows you to relate to more people.
Exactly.
It makes you a richer, more interesting person. I really do believe that. So, yeah.
Now, Matt, you know, I could sit here and talk for another 3 hours with you. I've had an hour of you all to myself. I've absolutely loved working with you on this show. I'm so proud of it. So proud of everything that we did together. And just getting to hang out with you some more. Thank you so much.
No, it's such a pleasure, Fifi. And I hope everyone enjoys the show, because I believe truly that we have given ourselves an amazing shot at making something new.
Yes, and we both said that. We both joined it because, and we're very picky with projects we choose, and we went, this has the heart, it has the right, it's in the right place, in the right headspace to actually help people.
Yeah.
And going on the journey with these women, don't miss it. 7:30 this Wednesday, The Single Wives with the phenomenally amazing Matthew Hussey. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Fifi. So kind. Thank you.